This is one of Urbana's oldest homes, built in 1856 for William Park. Born in Pennsylvania in 1812, Park was already 37 when he moved to Urbana, then a small frontier village of only 100 inhabitants. Why he came west to Illinois is unknown, but he had good business sense and a willingness to jump at an opportunity. Within a few years of his arrival, Park built the first sawmill and first steam flour mill in town. As his role in the community grew in prominence, he became acquainted with Abraham Lincoln and hired him as his lawyer. Given his strong hands-on involvement in building Urbana, it seems likely that Park paid close attention to the construction of his home, only the second brick house erected in the city. For its look, he chose the Italianate style of architecture that had been popularized in the 1850s by American architects Alexander Jackson Davis and Andrew Downing. It seems as if William Park would have agreed with Downing, who wrote, "If people can decorate and build their homes to symbolize the values they hope to embody, such as prosperity, education, and patriotism, they will be happier people and better citizens."
You can see many of the hallmarks of the Italianate style in this house. Typically, they were simple and almost box-like, with a gently sloping roof and deep overhanging eaves with ornamental brackets. The windows of the house are tall, thin, double-hung windows, and the second floor windows are topped with flat, decorative hoods. The front door is an excellent example of the style, surrounded by rectangular side lights and a transom. Another prominent feature is the one-story exterior wraparound porch along the front and east facades, with round classical columns of the Doric order supporting the porch entablature. After Park moved into this home, he continued to be one of the city's most visionary industrialists. Possibly his biggest gamble was the Urbana and Champaign Street Railway, opened during the middle of the Civil War. It was the first streetcar system in Illinois and provided a vital link between the Twin Cities, running from downtown Urbana to the Champaign Depot. Some historians believe that the railway might have been the key to preventing Champaign from stealing the designation as county seat away from its older neighbor. The railway was a huge success, and he soon bought out his partners, operating it with his son-in-law for the rest of his life.
William Park lived here until his death in 1889 in a home, as architect Andrew Downing wrote, that symbolized his values of prosperity and patriotism.